views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, Silver Gaia Radio. Today, we have a really special show. Susan Harmon from KKNW, the Susan Harmon Hour. We are co-collaborating the show together, which we're going to talk about some really important things today. We want to talk about cooperation instead of competition, so necessary for the moving in the full of the golden age and your full presence of who you are. We're doing this with love and laughter. And from your heart center, hi, Susan.
Hey, Bree. I do think that what we're doing today is modeling this sense of cooperation. I mean, we both know that KKNW has many amazing programs. We are but two of them. And that we can model this idea right. Of working together.
Right. I really agree with that. And that's why we're doing this show. And letting people know that two different stations can work together, different hosts can work together and bring information through to enlighten others.
Right. And you and I talk a lot anyway.
Right. Quite a bit.
So one of the things we talk about is what we're going to talk about today. There's nonsense and it's the wheat from the chaff. You know, it's...
Well... Let's put it out how we type this up. BS of metaphysical jargon.
Yeah.
I want to say exactly what it is.
Exactly. That's it. That's calling it what it is. You and I laugh a lot about, one of the things that makes me kind of crazy is the law of attraction. When people use this to blame others for their situations.
Exactly.
And what I'm always saying, it's not what life gives you, it's what you do with what life gives you.
Right.
I mean, we don't have control over everything in the world. We don't control everything that comes to us. So this idea that one individual has control of the entire planet puts a huge burden on people, and it turns them away from learning how they can actually function well in a chaotic world.
Right. So what do you suggest for them then?
Well, take a look at what's coming to you, and if you have a part to play in it, look at what your part is and say, oh, I can do better than this if it's not working for you.
Right. So I've been on a couple months worth of healing journey with me.
Yes, you
have. I had actually somebody come up to me and say, well, for $2,000, I can heal all of you. No, you can't. Sorry.
For $2,000, you can heal your bills for this month is
right.
What they're really saying. Their bills, not your bills.
Yeah, their bills, not mine. You know, here's right. The thing that really irritates me. When we start working with everybody, right, as radio hosts and healers, we have a responsibility to ourselves and to the listeners. And that is be our true authentic selves. And right now, you and I are going to be as truthful as possible without blowing up the airways and let them know that the stuff is already inside the cellular memory. They've got it inside of them.
Well, that's part of what's going on right now that's so vital to everyone for them to know. It isn't a matter of getting somewhere. You're not on a spiritual journey to find something. You are already there. It is happening now. Be present. My friend Darlene Green that I did this event with on the solstice, you would love her, Bree. You would absolutely adore her. But she said something while we were eating lunch last week together, and I was like, she says, the problem is people are using old software. And I just loved that description. We're using old software. You know, we need to kick it up and recognize what's already there. You know, like, remember in the movie The Field of Dreams?
Right.
And the brother, you know, the baseball players have been there. And the brother all of a sudden one day goes, well, when did the baseball players get here? Well, they've been there, you know.
Right.
So the idea being that it's already there. You're just not aware of it. You're not seeing it. So how do you move into that space so that you do see it and you are aware and you are full of life and light and love and are living that way? And I'm not talking about every moment of every day you're going to be in la-la land, because you still have to deal with the third dimensional reality around you.
Right. I agree with that. The one thing that I want to say is that when I've been on this journey, right?
Right.
And trying to make sure that everything I'm doing is correct for me. And
that's the key for you.
For me, it's correct. Right. And so I want to make sure that I am here in the light. But I also make sure that I am in my I am presence, in my heart center, always, no matter what. And, you know, making sure that I'm doing what has to be done.
I think sometimes people think that when they're sad or when something is not working well for them, that they have somehow failed spiritually. And I just don't buy that. I think that we have days that are better than others. I mean, you and I don't always see things the same way. But we're supportive of each other. And I think that's what makes the difference. For instance, you're taking a class right now that I'm like, eh, you don't need it. You already know all this stuff. But for you, it's important that you do that.
Right. It's very important because, you know, I was open to receive and now I allow.
Right.
That's what I had to learn with me. I allowed me to be me. I allowed to say no. I allowed to accept. But I have to allow, not just be open to receive any longer.
Yeah, and that is so essential. My friend Cherokee, I've mentioned her to you before. She passed a couple of years ago. She was more of a sister like you are to me than she was a friend. She was, you know, my children called her Aunt Cherokee. We were very, very close. And she would go and do these workshops and things, and then she'd come back and she'd stand next to me, and I'd go, oh, you did blah, 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 blah. She goes, you make me crazy. I spend all this money on a workshop. You stand next to me and get it by osmosis. I'm like, well,
and I understand.
For me.
Right. I understand that. I mean, some people need it by osmosis, and then some of us need to read a book or take a course to reactivate that cellular memory, which we've clouded over.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong way of doing it.
No.
There's your way, and you don't have to hold yourself up to what somebody else does or doesn't do. I mean, I have my own confusions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that, because there's so many people that think that they have to live up to everybody's expectations. And you know what? Stop it. Just stop.
Right. You don't need to do that. I mean, this is one of the things that you and I have talked about many a time, that there are people who make claims that aren't real. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, like some of them. We can't name the people, but we can name
them. We're not going to name them, but we can describe them.
But we can say the situations.
Right.
We're not naming names.
We're not naming names. We're just saying, a lot of times there are people that make claims about what they can do, and they actually cannot do those things that they claim to be able to do.
Right.
But they are usually fairly expensive.
Yeah, like $3,000 or more. So how can, you know, we only have a few minutes left, but the one thing I want to ask is how can we enlighten those to realize how they can find out if people are like, the right person for them? I don't want to say they're frauds or, you know, Well, actually, yeah, we got frauds out here, guys.
There are frauds.
There are fraudulent people out here that people are paying $1,000 to see and go fly to here and fly to there and go get their help. And then they come back and they said, Bria didn't work.
Right.
It's well, not about the money. So you can give me a dollar. So let's, I'm going to bring up stones for a second. You can buy a tiny little dollar stone that maybe a $1,500 stone will do the same thing, Crystal. Yeah. What do you think of that? I'm just for an example.
I agree with you. So when we're talking about stones, especially because, you know, I buy and sell stones. Actually, I'm trying to sell a whole bunch of them all at one time. Anybody that's interested, contact me.
Yeah, let's put a plug in there.
Put a plug in there, hey. But, okay, for instance, I remember one time at Emerald Spiral back in the day when this woman was looking at this one stone, and this doesn't happen all the time or with everyone. I see this other stone just arcing with her. The energy just moving between her and this other stone. And she's looking at this one it's really a beautiful stone. It was a lot more expensive than the stone that was arcing with her. And so I just allow people to do what they're going to do. But this was so strong. I said, pick up this other stone over here. And she picked it up and she started feeling, you know, the energy. And I said, I want you to take that stone and walk outside with it. It should get stronger if this is the right stone. Well, mm-hmm. She came back in. She was like shaking. She says, yeah. I didn't care that I was selling her a much less inexpensive stone than the one she was interested in. But the one she was interested in wasn't going to work for her the way this stone was doing. And that's what was important to me.
Right.
Did she get the stone that would work with her in a way that was going to make a difference in her life?
I agree with that. So we need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Susan Harmon and myself at Silver Guy Radio.
To the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back, everyone. So I want to talk about shamanism with Susan. She's brought up some great points. As many of you know that I'm a shaman in the Goddess Light, and it took some time of training. I'm not going to say how long right now, because Susan, we're going to bring it right out to the truth. You ready?
Ready. I'm always ready, baby.
How long does it take to be a shaman, a true shaman?
You're looking at probably 20 or 30 years of training, at least, with someone who is a shaman under their direct tutelage. You don't go and take a class and a workshop and become a shaman. You can become a healer. You can become a lot of other things. But when you take the word shaman and you use it indiscriminately that way, you are denigrating the indigenous people, and you are denigrating yourself.
And the Goddess Light.
Absolutely.
Add that in there. So yeah. For me, I was trained from the age of 9 till I was 35.
Right. That's about the right time span.
To receive that title. And the High Priestess of me also. And through the lineage of my family. So it wasn't just like taking a couple of years as an adult and you're learning. I had to learn from as a child till I was 35.
Absolutely. And so everybody doesn't have the same path. I call my work shamanic, my artwork, you know, you've seen it. Mm-hmm. And the wands that I make, I call them, you know, shamanic art. But I am not a shaman. I am a darn good healer. I am really good at what I do. But I refuse to take on a title that I have not earned.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm really glad you said that, because there's a lot of people that are bringing on these titles and new kahunas and new this and new that. And it's like, wait a minute, where was your
training?
Well,
kahuna is the same kind of thing. You have to be in training for decades. And, you know, if you aren't doing that, quit being one more white person. You know, taking something that doesn't belong to them. That's something that it's really important, and it does not lessen your abilities. You still have abilities. You still can use them, but you don't have to call them something you haven't earned.
Right.
You know, come up with new names.
Yeah, like Fairy Queen.
Fairy Queen. Oh, that.
Yeah, Fairy Queen.
Uh-oh, fairies just said, watch out.
I know.
Did you hear that?
Medical jargon, this BS of metaphysical jargon.
Right.
I want to know, different people are calling the pineal gland activation different things. That comes from the mind's eye into the pineal gland. It can't do that. That's a third eye transfer. What are people thinking?
Okay, well, you know, sometimes people hear something and they latch on to it because it feels right to them. And I understand that. You know, I understand they want to be part of something. I do third eye transfers, but there was a period back in the 80s where I was doing a lot of them. And then, you know, they kind of dwindled through the 90s. Mm-hmm. Since the 21st century, I think I've done 6, but it's a really strong call to do it. So for me, how I explain it, and that's just what I called it. I'd never heard anybody else use that term before, third eye transfer. I'd never heard it prior to what I was doing. But when I was downloaded with so much information back in the 80s, I mean, this went on all day, all night for weeks, just being downloaded. I mean, I was in an altered state. I wasn't really sleeping. I wasn't tired or anything, but it was just ka-chunka, 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 just coming at me from all directions, all this information.
Right.
And I knew, I mean, it wasn't anything in the front of my mind information that it was being stored. So basically, I was being created as a library, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was told, when people's guides grabbed me and said, okay, you've got to do a third eye transfer on this person, I just, okay, I would say, all right, I need to do a third eye transfer with you. So I would do forehead to forehead together. So our third eyes were connected. And it was like you were checking out books from the library is the best way I can phrase it. You know, it was the download that had come into me. The part that you needed was downloaded into you.
Right. And you're just a conduit for the record keeper.
Absolutely.
That brings that information through you.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me really at all. I'm just the object. The you're right. The conduit is the best word for
the vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to call ourselves because
I'm being used by the universe.
Oh, we're always so used and abused, but we love it. So here's the thing is I want to talk about pineal gland activations. Now, I'm a natural born activator, perfect. And you know that, Susan.
Yes, I do.
People are out there putting stuff out there that's costing them $500-$600 to have their pineal gland activated. What is the deal with that? It's a 7-minute job.
In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, people have a right to disagree with me, you know. Opinions are like, you know what, everyone has one. So I think it's back to what was the title of our show? The BS of metaphysical jargon. Yeah, that's kind of where I lay that. I think that people latched onto something and they read a little bit about the pineal gland, thought that they knew more than is actually there. Folks, I suggest on anything that you do, research it. Go look as well as you can on things. Check out the pineal gland. Go look it up. See what it actually does scientifically and so forth, and then go from there.
I'm going to, and this is where I'm going to interject. The pineal gland is your God self. And that's where you hold your spiritual blueprint, excuse me.
It is the pineal gland. Yes.
And so that's where I want to interject a little bit there. Because so many people go, oh, wait a minute. If we go through third eye, I call it my mind's eye. Go through the mind's eye, we're going to be able to go direct to the pineal gland. No, there's a lot of stuff in front of it. First, it sits in the center of the brain, right in the center. So I'm taking my fingers, Susan, as you can see me, we're on Skype, and I've got my fingers right here. And you go directly to the center, and from the mind's eye, it's straight in the center. That is your God cell, your spiritual blueprint. And it takes a certain type of energy to hit that. Now, you also can ask the angels and ascended masters and spirit and the goddess to help you activate that pineal gland also and to calcify it if any calcification has been on there.
You mean to decalcify it?
Yes, decalcify it.
Right. I think that calcification is very rare.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't think that that's something, and I think when people start talking about this and... You know, they haven't done a brain scan. So, you know, I don't know that they're, you know, getting something that will be of assistance to them. You know, the fact of the matter is it's all inside of you. Everything is there. You are already there. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to become anything. You just have to remember. And that's the trick because people keep trying to remember with their minds. When they need to remember with their intuition. And that's a very different thing.
What about remembering with their heart center?
There you go. Well, that's part of the intuitive thing. Right. It's allowing it to bubble up. We're mostly water for a reason. Mm-hmm. There's this fluidity to us. You know, cellular structure, its molecules are constantly in motion and we're just a mass of molecules. But we have this ability, this vehicle that we're using is... Thank you, God, for the vehicle that I have in this dimension. I am so grateful for it.
Right.
However, where the part of you that is important is already there. It's like when people say they can't meditate and the instructions are always to, ground yourself inside your body. And I realized many years ago, wait a minute. I'm way too big for my body. So what I do is I put my physical body inside myself so
right.
I can expand.
Right.
If you try to cram yourself down inside your physical body, you're going to have problems.
No kidding.
It's just not going to work.
I'm thinking 5 foot. Yeah, I'm going to really have a problem with my energy.
You little bitty tiny thing, you.
Yeah, I wish I was an itty bitty tiny thing, but I'm just short itty bitty tiny thing. You know, we're going to take a break pretty soon, but you know, Susan, the reason I brought up the pineal gland and why I want to talk about it, because people are right now making so much money on this. We are not here to, I want to put this out right now. We are not here to stop people from making a living.
Absolutely not. Everybody has gifts, and those gifts were meant to support them. The lilies of the field. You're supposed to be supported by your gifts. It doesn't mean you con people.
Right. And that's my big thing, is conning people is so wrong right now. And there's so much of it going on. I'm a fifth dimensional healer. You just became a fifth dimensional healer. We all are fifth dimensional healers and above. You know, it's not that we don't have it. So, you know, we got a couple minutes left here, but I want to finish this out real quick. Is you don't have to pay $3,000 to heal from the third dimension. If you wouldn't, and I've said this before on the show, Susan, we wouldn't be here right now. If you notice, there's a mass ascension that have landed and a mass ascension of people that are leaving the planet.
Well, and if you want to give me $3,000, I'll take it, okay? I mean, I'm not objecting to receiving money, but I also know that the work I do works for people.
All right. You know, when we come back on the next break, we've got some more things to talk about. Hang on, guys, because we're going to bring some laughter into this because it's serious and I've had enough of it. So we'll see you back here in just a few minutes more with Susan Harmon and Silver Gaia Radio and myself.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SaraLoos.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
at a crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 915-313-8541. It's 915-313-8541.
Okay, Susan, so you know I'm a medium.
Yes, Bree. Welcome back to the Silver Gaia and the Susan Harmon Hour merging together for a good time.
All right. So, yeah, we got to have fun sometimes. Anyway, here we go. You know I'm a trans medium.
Yes.
So, yes. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people that are seeing mediums right now. They're getting such false information. I don't know what to do. I have people that are coming to me and saying, Dr. Bree, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? I was told that I'm going to have my brother's going to commit suicide, blah, 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 by somebody on the other side. I'm going, where are you getting this information from?
Okay, so first of all, when people try to instill you with fear, get away from them.
Thank you.
You can have things that aren't pleasant. I mean, you know, I also, my mediumship, I did it sporadically before, but since my husband died, I'm going to keep saying, he keeps bringing me dead people.
You know, so. Open portal.
Thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. But the point is, sometimes there are messages that come through that may not, you know, make you feel really great. But there's a way of saying things to people that you can help them without, well, you know, so-and-so, this is going to happen to this person. There's also the way we listen. Mm-hmm. I remember this woman, there was a session, and in that, she was, you know, had been in a spaceship and then was dropped off here on this planet sort of thing. But it was, you know, through another life, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says to me like a week or so later, remember when you said I was thrown out of a spaceship? And I went, what? That doesn't sound like something I would say. So she didn't hear what I said. She heard something else because she was coming from a place of fear. So it behooves us when we're giving the information to try to, you know, to be as gentle with it as possible. There's a big difference, don't you think?
Oh, boy, do I think there's a difference, you know. But, you know, and that's really true, because there are people who are saying, you're scared of your husband, you're scared of your children or friends that you're around, you shouldn't be around this person or that person. First of all, when you get messages from the other side, Susan, I know with me, the name, whole name comes through.
Well,
I'm one of the lucky ones on that, right? But I want to use this for example. I'm not going to go to somebody and say, do you have somebody with the name with a J or, you know, whatever, right? That's not how I work. And you know that, right? But there's people out there that do work that way that are integrity.
That are legitimate, yeah.
Right. And we need to give them that credit because they are legitimate. But they're not going to tell you, be careful of a loved one to put you in fear. They're going to tell you in a whole other way. So exactly. If that situation would have been coming to me, you know, I would have looked at it as another way. What is the problem? What's going on with it? You know, and, you know, not so much poisoning, but find out what the problem is.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to ask the beings that you're talking to on the other side to clarify what they're saying. I've had someone who's passed talk so rapidly and so like, slow down. I'm not getting this. Okay. Right. You know, you wait, I'm not getting this. And then sometimes I'll have to get clarification from someone on this side, like, does blah, blah, blah mean anything to you? Oh, yeah, that's our... Okay, okay. Well, that's what I'm hearing, but I'm hearing this other thing, and I'm having a hard time making it out.
Okay, so I want to... I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to find out, how can they really clarify and distinguish a true medium from somebody that's just trying to make a buck?
Well, first of all, the true medium is going to tell you something that nobody else knows.
Right.
They're going to tell you something. I mean, I can give you an example with myself. My friend Vi, who's down in Yahats, Oregon, when her beloved passed in her arms on Easter 2 years ago, just an amazing person. So I'm getting this. He's there. He's talking. And I'm telling her things. And then I'm saying, he keeps insisting I say this, but it doesn't sound like him at all. So I thought maybe it was coming in my head. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what it is. And I said, he says to tell you, Yahoo, baby, what a ride. And she burst into tears.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? And then she tells me that was the last movie that he saw. It was about Einstein, you know, the falling in love. His niece falls in love with this mechanic and blah, 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 and so forth. And it was the last movie he saw. It was his favorite movie.
Right.
I had no way of knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else, you know, knew that but the two of them. And so what I didn't know until I went to the memorial was that he was also crazy about motorcycles. So it was a double message.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So those are the kinds of things. When, do you know, so that you know that you're getting accurate information?
Right. Right. No, I agree. The one thing is people need to look out for the ones that have their packets open and they say, oh, I'm reading your energy and you need this and this done to you and that done to you.
And it's going to cost you this, this, and this.
Right. Well, first of all, don't let anybody read you without permission.
That's your energy, your aura, nothing about you.
And right. So that's the one thing I want to bring up. When you're going to psychic fairs, okay, I'm going to hit psychic fairs, Susan. Here we go.
Okay, good.
They all got their hands out. It's like feast or famine in there. I don't do psychic shows because I don't like the energy that happens in there. And I'm not going to say it's wrong, but it's wrong for me, okay? But
right.
I had somebody because didn't know who I was, and they said, you need this disc to help you. You need some happiness in your life. And at this time, I was really happy in my life. Things are going great, right?
Right.
I'm going, oh, you read me with no permission. Then I introduced myself and told the person who I was. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, you don't do that to anybody. Why do they do that? Why do people think they can get away with that?
Because they have gotten away with it, and they also, I mean, the minute that you see a client or a potential client as a mark, you've already marked yourself.
Well, I must have marked, okay, you know, check me out, because, you know, no, I don't let that happen. So it's like, wow.
No, I'm at the reader. When someone,
right.
And I don't like, I've never liked the term reader. I've never liked it. I don't like the idea of reading someone. I don't like that. I just say I get information.
Right.
And for me, it's been very difficult to do anything like that because people's guides will start talking to me and I just give the information. I think my skills lay more in healing than in just giving information. And information, you know, it's just, to me, it's just that. It's just information.
So let's talk about healers then. So
okay.
We're a conduit for the healers. For
that's
the,
right.
The masters, for Raphael, if you want to go, and the goddesses and all the councils of light, right?
Right. We're instrument to make it happen.
Correct. So.
In this dimension.
Right. And so we allow them to come through us, through our hands, however
right.
It has to be done. And so right. Here's the thing is, what kind of training do you think some of these healers have? What about the person that, here, I'm going to throw this in real quick. What about the person that has no training, okay, and can do major kick butt healing?
Okay, that would be me.
Okay.
That would be me. I have no training. And I'll tell you, the minute I have someone tell me they're certified in this and they're certified in that, I start backing away.
Mm-hmm.
Because being certified in something in this arena doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything in a lot of others either. I've just been having this issue with my eye doctor. They wanted to give me an appointment because they messed up the appointment thing with another doctor. And I said, I don't want to see her. I want to see the doctor that I like. Mm-hmm. And they're not interchangeable. I'm comfortable with this other doctor, and I'm not one who likes going to the doctor, okay? It is not something I enjoy doing. I know some people love going to the hospital and, you know, and being, you know, that's their drama field. It doesn't work like that for me. So even in an area where they have, quote, the same, unquote, training, there's going to be differences. So when you're doing intuitive work, that's got to be coming from inside of you. Now, it is true that everybody has intuition. It's the same truth that everyone can sing. There's just some people you're willing to pay to listen to.
And I'm not one of them, believe me. So intuitively, they already have it. They're born with it. Their pineal gland is activated, and they're able to bring this information through, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that answers that question right there. Because I have certifications, but I only took them because it was expected that I needed to have them to prove who I was and what I do.
Yeah, and see,
it's
and
sad
you
and I've that had I had that, to go that far.
You
been trained from 9 to 35 years old would have been enough, right? No, and now I'm 58 getting another degree. Just to be able to say, yes, I know how to do this. You know, it's crazy. You know, we've got another minute before we have to take a break here, Susan. But, you know, the thing is,
well, I've always been a little crazy. I come from a crazy family. So, you know, I'm very comfortable with crazy. Crazy doesn't bother
you're good. You're
me.
Good.
I'm proud of my crazy. You know, I take great pride in my craziness.
I guess so. And it's too funny. But, you know, the thing is, what I want to say is all those certifications don't mean squat unless you're not heart-centered. And we come back
exactly.
And we'll talk more about that where Susan Harmon and myself at Silver Guy Radio.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back, everyone. So, you know, during the break, Susan and I do a lot of chatting and talking and BSing ourselves. And had to add the BS in there. And, you know, the thing is I have, you know, I have to take a look at things and laugh. And we did this show to laugh, right? Not to be so serious. So that we're going to end it with some laughter and joy. And we're going to talk about the chakra colors and why they're so important. And I heard somebody say, well, the crown chakra is purple. Well, what's the crown chakra for, Susan? Think about it. They're just telling the colors, but what are they for?
Well, to receive energy.
Yeah, your spiritual points also.
So, yeah, I did want to say something that we were talking about before we go into the colors.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were talking about not being so serious,
yes.
Star system serious. I said they don't call it the Workades, you know, they call it the Pleiades.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was, yeah, right. We had Benny even jumping in and thought that was funny.
Benny thought that was funny, too. So,
yeah.
So, you know, lighten up. Get it light, lighten up. Never mind. Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Cute. It was. But no, lighten up and have some fun. I've learned that the hard way in the last couple months, and I've taken some things very seriously that caused some physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental problems that had to be fixed myself, as you well know. Where I ended up going into my heart center and opening the heart center. And as you well know, because you're part of helping me. And
thank you.
And all that pus and stuff that I was holding on to was old energy that I did not need to own anymore.
No, we got it out of there. So that was good.
But here's the thing. Those people that are holding on to the junk, and I'm going to call it jargon, that's not even theirs. I got to put the jargon in there. They're holding on to the jargon that's not even theirs. And it's like
that they heard from somebody else. Right.
You know, send it to off. Don't hold on to it. Don't allow yourself to be happy. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself. I don't know how much I can say. Allow yourself to be you.
Let it flow through you. Let it move through you. And part of the flowing, I remember years ago living in Santa Fe, and there was a guy that was staying at our house, and my bedroom was upstairs, and he would sit on the piano bench right by the stairs, and he'd be twirling these things, and I'm like, he's just sucking up my energy. Arrgh! You know, I was like so irritated. And then one day it dawned on me, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The energy that's coming through you is coming through you. You're the conduit for it. So basically, if you're a straw and he's sucking up the energy, he's making it move through faster. And I went, hey, thank you for
that.
You know, and it was a shifting of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sometimes all we have to do is take a step to the left, a step to the right, you know, doing the time warp. I don't know.
Oh, she's a flipping nut, guys. I want to talk about the chakra colors. I really do.
Here's the thing,
they came up with all these different colors in the early 80s. They got changed. Why?
Well, it's the 100th monkey. So I've been seeing in the 80s dimensional color. Mm-hmm. Color you can put your hands into. They're blues that don't exist in this thing.
Right.
Green. Green, we have more different shades and hues of green than any other color on this planet. I didn't know if you knew that, but you do. But all of these colors are dimensional. It's like the heart chakra isn't green. It's a watermelon tourmaline.
Thank you.
It's a watermelon tourmaline. It's pink, and it swirls, and it moves, and it shifts shades. So when people say, oh, I see your aura, and your aura is blah, 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 it's gold, or it's white, or it's yellow, or it's pink, auras change all the time. They're
right.
constantly moving. The colors change in your aura. The colors that are that we're bringing in, we are bringing in this new dimensional color. We haven't gotten to the 100th monkey yet, but we're really close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and everything has to be done in love. Remember during the break I said something about, you know, no matter how much prophecy you have, no matter how, if you aren't coming from your heart, this is a biblical quote that I'm messing up really badly, but, you know, you have to be heart-centered, and that's the most important thing you can do.
You know, on Thursday, I'm having a show actually and teaching people how to go from their head to their heart center, move those thoughts
Perfect.
Into the heart center.
Perfect.
I thought that was really important because that's something that I had to learn to do.
You know, right.
And detach from situations. And so let's talk about the root chakra.
Yes.
That gorgeous, gorgeous.
I love the root chakra.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. There's good earth. Times for all.
Okay. So the root chakra. Let's talk about the base chakra, the color.
Because that's creative life force energy. The
Correct.
Kundalini is based in the base chakra because it swirls up. It's life force energy.
Right. So... But also, it's what else does it do? It also helps ground that energy also.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Closest
so
to mom.
Kind of simplify it with some, because some of our listeners are new. They need to understand that it's new. So then we've got the sacral.
Right. Right.
What was the original color for the sacral?
Orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is a different orange than what it is now.
It's a golden orange. It's hard to explain. It's and you can put your hands into it. It's like the ocean. You can put your hands into it. The ocean's so powerful, but you can put your hand into it. The colors are so powerful, but you can put your hands into it. It's like a golden orange with specks of all these other colors.
Right, right. Well, we got like 3 minutes before we close off here, Susan.
All right, sweetie.
Let's leave them some laughter. You guys, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have to heal. We all have to find ourselves again. I had to do it. Susan's had to do it. Many people had to do it. My listeners have known that from Silver Guy Radio on Thursdays that I had to take a sabbatical. Yes, Dr. Pat put me on a sabbatical. The best thing she could have done, but still had to, and that's where I had to find some healing work I had to get done on me and heal through some things that were happening in my life. But the one thing I forgot to check on was my heart chakra. Why was my heart chakra hurting so bad? And when I found out what it was a couple of weeks ago, Susan, we're going to kind of leave that kind of private, find out what it was, why it was hurting so bad, and clean that mess out. And now I allow my heart to be of love. I allow
yes.
the experience to release and detach from me.
And you're so much more peaceful.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm getting that way. People are going, you're so quiet. Brie, quiet. Are you kidding me? I'm quiet. You know? But yeah, calming down, not being upset, taking criticism and just detaching from it and letting it go. It
and being matter. In joy. And being
enjoy.
In joy.
Oh, that's a big thing right
enjoy.
Now.
Enjoy.
So
yeah.
We got 2 minutes. The one thing is yes, we are in the fifth dimension. The sixth wants to open up very soon. A lot of people don't realize that. Stay in joy. Stay heart-centered. Love yourselves. Love who you are. And you know what? I really don't care what anybody thinks about me. That's one new thing I've thought.
Doesn't
I
matter.
Do not care any longer. If somebody likes my shows, I do not care. If somebody doesn't like me, I'm going to be me. And that is not BS metaphysical.
Well, it's the only thing you can be is yourself.
Right.
So I know this is a Silver Gaia show, but the Susan Harmon Hour always ends with Keep On Dancing. So just as part of our levity and our joy and our thing, you know, it would be nice if everybody danced.
Yeah, and I like to be like a fairy and fly. So,
fairy and fly. Fairies fly and dance in the air.
I'm telling you. All right.
Swirling.
So we have. So Susan, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and we co-created this together to have some fun. And we're going to do more of this. But, you know, right now, people realize that there are people out there that are willing to help. It's not going to cost $1,000. You know, a phone call sometimes only costs a couple dollars. Take advantage of that. Look up Susan at KKNW, and you can find myself at KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you all again next time on Silver Gaia Radio.
I love you, Bree.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.